Welcome to the Winning Edge Coach Podcast with your host, peak performance mindset and life coach, Kevin Oakley. In each episode, Kevin will share with you the tools, tips, and strategies to help you to be the best you can be.
Hello, and welcome to episode 22 of the Winning Edge Coach Podcast. Once again, thank you for listening. It's great to have you along. If you're enjoying the show, don't forget to subscribe or follow us so you get alerts for the latest episodes. And if you can, leave us a review. And also, tell your friends, tell your family. If you can, share details of the show on social media. The aim of the podcast is to help people to be the best version of themselves, to give them the tools, tactics, strategies to live the life they were meant to live. If you can share details of the show out on social media, it helps the show to achieve one of its goals, which is to help as many people as it possibly can. Today's episode is all about habit stacking and how you can create simple, repeatable routines that change your life. Before we get on to today's episode, I want to remind you about episode 21, which was all about memory and how three simple techniques to improve your memory. If you haven't had a chance, make a note to give it a listen. Today's episode is all about habit stacking, and it's inspired by the book by S.J. Scott, which in its own title is called Habit Stacking, 97 Small Life Changes Take 5 minutes or less. I'll leave a link in the show description to that particular book. As I've said in the past on the show, each day we get up and be the person we were yesterday based on our habits, routines that we've developed over years since we were children. Some of those habits are routine. Some of them we create new habits as we go along. But in essence, we are a bundle of habits. Imagine having to rethink every morning how to have a shower or how to make a cup of tea or a cup of coffee. If we had to reintegrate that routine every day, life would be so complex. So we build these little habits, whether they're positive or negative. Good habits help us to grow. They improve us, help us to develop as individuals. Bad habits pull us back. They can be detrimental to our health, cause loss of time, procrastination. And that's why I liked the concept of habit stacking. The purpose of habit stacking is to create simple, repeatable routines, which Scott himself says are managed by a checklist. The goal is to get this out of your head and into a checklist managed routine. All you have to remember to do with habit stacking is to follow the checklist. That's why I liked it. It's a way of stacking small little habits together that are positive to you and help you to get where you want to go. And using a checklist, link them together and turn them into a routine. It's so simple, but so powerful. The idea with habit stacking is you do the same actions in the same order every day, and it's the checklist that manages it for you. It simply tells you what to do next, and keeps it simple, takes away the complexity, and of course, it'll increase your productivity. According to Scott, there are eight elements of a habit stacking routine, and here they are with my interpretation of what they mean. So the first one is each habit takes less than 5 minutes to complete. So it's compact. 5 minutes is the maximum, no more. So that's a bit I like. It keeps it simple. It's not overly complex. Second one, it's a complete habit in its own right. And Scott defines this as it cannot be expanded. So for example, if you said, I'm going to do 10 push-ups, 10 push-ups can expand. 10 push-ups can become 15 push-ups or 20 push-ups. They can grow. Whereas if you say, I'm going to do 1 minute of push-ups, that's defined. So each habit in its own right is complete. Use another example. I'm going to floss my teeth for 1 minute. That is a complete habit. It's defined and within a context. It can't grow. The next one is it improves your life. With the habit stacking routine, it's got to improve your life. It's got to improve you as an individual or help you move towards your goals. But that's another important one for me. It's got to have an improvement to it for you, and it's got to be personal to you. The next one is that it's simple to complete. So it's got to be a simple process. That one stackable habit in its own right has got to be simple, nothing overly complicated. The entire habit stacking routine takes no less than 30 minutes. And again, this is another concept that I like about habit stacking. It's all captured in a 30-minute envelope. You've stacked loads of mini habits and they're complete within 30 minutes. Imagine if you've got 10 positive habits for your life that are encapsulated in 30 minutes and you're repeating them day after day after day. What difference is that going to make to your life? What improvement are you going to see? The next one is it follows a logical process. So they logically follow on from one to the other. Again, to me, this one keeps it simple. Two, it stops cognitive overload. And it follows a process. You're not jumping around. It follows a checklist. This is one of the key themes of habit stacking. You create a checklist for it so you can follow them off and check them off and follow through. It fits into your life. That's the other important thing. It's got to resonate with your values. It's got to be improving an area of your life that you want to improve. And it's got to fit in. The other point that Scott makes is, which I feel is really important, is that each of these stacked habit routines should have a trigger. So there should be something that occurs during your day that triggers the commencement of the routine. So, for example, it could be waking up in the morning and immediately putting on your workout wear. It's already there and it's put on, and that triggers then a series of routines. So it could be then followed by 2 minutes of stretching, 5 minutes of walking, 10 minutes of running, etc. So there's a trigger that once that trigger's initialized, you go into the routine. Also in the book, Scott shares 97 of these mini habits across a number of domains: leisure, health and fitness, productivity. Under productivity alone, he shares 17 of these mini habits. And I thought it'd be useful just to have a quick run through of some of them, not all of them, in today's episode, just to give you an idea of what a mini habit is and how it could be built into a routine. So for example, Scott in the book talks about productivity. So I thought it'd be good to just talk through some of his productivity mini habits, as it were, that you may not want to adopt and turn into your own habit stacking routine. So one of the first ones was schedule your day and prioritize your tasks. Without at least a basic schedule for your day, it's very easy to achieve nothing of importance. And that's one of the things Scott sets out. So this mini habit is just spending a bit of time scheduling tasks into your day and prioritizing the most important tasks. Another one that Scott sets out is focus on your three most important tasks. Another way to think of your day is to focus on three of your most important tasks for that day. It's easy with a to-do list to get overwhelmed, and this is a concept I like. By just picking out three important tasks, you're focused, and if you get two out of those three done, at least during the course of your day, you've got two out of the three most important done. You've achieved something. So that sitting down and spending 2 minutes identifying what your three most important tasks are for that day is really powerful. Turn your tasks into manageable steps. Break down those tasks into individual steps. Reward yourself for a task completed, wherever that may be. It could be once you've completed a task, you get to take a break, you go for a walk, or you have a drink, or you have a snack, or something like that. But you reward yourself when one of your most important tasks have been completed. Remove distractions before working. So very simply, you remove everything that could be a distraction from your workplace, whether that's within the working vicinity or even making sure the internet is, you've got no access to web browsers, social media, etc. So you're working in a distraction-free environment and you're most productive. Clear your desktop. Again, it ties in with that distraction-free. Working in a clear space with just what you've got to work on helps focus. Put some music or white noise on in the background to improve focus. Something I've done myself, I like the Tibetan bowl sounds in the background or alpha wave noise, or not tried white noise, but give white noise a go. Do your hardest or most unappealing task first. I think this ties in with the Brian Tracy principle of eat the frog. So do the most unappealing task first, the one that you dislike the most, the one you would put off if you could. Do that first. Commit to a very small goal. Look at the hardest task and break it down into small, manageable tasks with a small goal attached to it. And tick those off. Work in blocks of time. This is the Pomodoro technique. It's basically working for 25 minutes, setting a timer, work for the 25 minutes, and take a 5-minute break. And you stack these 25-minute work periods with 5 minutes of break. Use the 2-minute rule. If a task will take you 2 minutes or less, just do it. Just do it immediately. Another one that I've talked about on the show in the past is capture every idea. When you're in that deep work and you're working on a task, have a means to which to capture ideas that come to mind. In a previous episode, I've talked about the pensive pad that was sort of stolen, not my idea, but was stolen from the Harry Potter movies or books. And it's just a pad that you keep next to you with a pen ready to go. The minute an idea comes to mind, you jot it down, you pick it up later. It's much easier to get back on track after just jotting it down than, as I've done many times in the past, then ending up on the internet researching something or looking something up or just generally going down that rabbit hole of exploring that idea. Jot it down and then block some time then for going through your pensive pad to, you know, explore the ideas, elaborate on them, etc. Write a done list. Never done it myself, but Scott talks about you have a to-do list. Why not write down a done list? So a list of things that you completed that day. Another one of his mini habits is review your goals. I like this one. I think we don't review our goals often enough. We should be reviewing and, for me, rewriting your goals every day. Everybody should have goals. You should review them daily. I think you should rewrite them weekly. It keeps you on track, and it's important as part of your daily productivity routine to review your goals, where you're going, what's your aim. And I like that particular principle. So that is just some of the ideas around productivity or mini habits around productivity that Scott mentions in the book. I say the book was Habit Stacking, 97 Small Changes That Take 5 Minutes or Less. I'll leave a link in the show description, well worth a read. But for me, the principle of stacking mini habits on top of each other to help you to improve your life and become the person that you want to be and achieve your goals is so powerful that I wanted to share it in today's episode. That was the Winning Edge Coach podcast. Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode of the Winning Edge Coach podcast and you'd like to help support the podcast, please share it with friends, family, anybody you think will be interested in the show. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and a review. To make sure you catch future episodes, please click either follow or subscribe, whichever is appropriate for your platform. To catch all the latest from me, you can follow me on Twitter @WinningEdgeCOA1. That's at Winning Edge COA1. Thanks again. See you next time.